This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And for our next story, yesterday, the government retracted its requirement for students to be from national schools in order to enter Mara Junior Science College or MRSM. So we're going to find out more.
So this really came after heavy criticism on Saturday, including many opposition figures slamming the government for their entry requirement for the 2022 term for MRSM. And just to look at that requirement, right? So applications were only limited to students from Sekolah Kebangsaan or national schools. And what this really means is that then this excludes students from national type schools, from national religious secondary schools, government-aided religious schools. And so essentially makes MRSM inaccessible to a whole group of students who have also gone through our education system, except that it wasn't the Sekolah Kebangsaan.
Yes, previously, in fact, previously, and I suppose what it is going to be now since this requirement has been removed, people just needed to be Malaysian nationals. So I think that that's a very important distinction to say, right? That the difference between being a Malaysian national and having gone to national type schools, it's night and day. It's very, very different. And the Rural Development Minister, Datuk Sri Matzi Khalid, released a statement basically saying that they're going to remove this requirement because of Keluarga Malaysia, which has been, of course, the Prime Minister's slogan, and that's the spirit in which they're going to be reverting. Now they'll be allowed to apply regardless of their stream. That's basically what we're trying to examine today, along with a further statement which we'll get into with our guests. So joining us now to talk about this is Teo Ni Cheng, Kulai MP, former Deputy Minister of Education. Ni Cheng, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Lynn. Good evening. And also, Sharmila. Thanks for having me.
So, as we said, the government retracted this condition of national school only yesterday. But what were your initial thoughts when you first heard about the requirement being put in place?
When I first heard about it, of course, I feel very, very sad because it seems that our educational institution is getting more and more discriminative. I mean, this is definitely inconsistent with the Keluarga Malaysia spirit that was announced by the Prime Minister. And instead of getting more and more inclusive, I think this is definitely a regressive step.
And the decision was reversed shortly after getting all of that criticism. What do we know about why that entry requirement was there in the first place?
Frankly speaking, we don't know why the requirement was put in the first place, because I think the ministry or MRSM has never explained the intention to put it in place. But if you ask me to guess, I believe it might be related to the belief that we should only have one type of school in Malaysia, that i.e. national school for all Malaysians, and therefore and I think that's why MRSM suddenly decide to follow the fully residential schools that are under Ministry of Education, because for fully residential schools under MOE, all the while they only accept application from Sekolah Kebangsaan.
And what impact do prerequisites like these have on students who are already finding it difficult in the first place to get into MRSM schools?
First of all, I think definitely we are going to see less and less non-Bumi students in MRSM, because we all know majority of the Chinese children go to SJKC, and about half of the Indian kids actually go to SJKT. So by excluding application for SJKC and SJKT, meaning that we will only see less and less non-Bumi students in the MRSM. And also, I think this is also very, very unfair to Malay parents who send their kids to SJKC, because for states like Sabah, actually 70% of the students in SJKC are actually non-Chinese, and many of them are actually Bumi students as well. So after the announcement was made, I immediately received a complaint for the Malay parent. And his kid is definitely one of the top students in the SJKC. And when he sent his kid to SJKC, that was like 6 years ago, this condition was never imposed. But suddenly the MRSM suddenly imposed this condition, and he feel that this is like punishing him for sending his kid to SJKC. So I think by having this condition, it is also unfair to the Malay parents who have sent their kids to HJKC or even HJKT. So I'm very happy that the minister actually decided to reverse it.
And the minister did say, right, that he's reversed it because in the spirit of this Keluarga Malaysia. What do you make of this statement?
I think, first of all, the decision or the prerequisite previously imposed is definitely discriminative. And because closing the door to an educational institution to any student is shameful. So what more doing so to hundreds of students? And therefore, I feel very happy that the minister eventually decided to overturn the decision.
In general, and you touched on this earlier, but in general, how hard is it to get into an MRSM school?
Oh, it's very, very tough. It's very, very, very competitive. For Form 1 intake, they can only accommodate 7,500 students. However, I believe this year they have received more than 77,000 applications, and that is solely from Sekolah Kebangsaan. Also for Form 4, their capacity is only 2,000 students, but however, I believe they have received more than 24,000 applications. So we can easily say that one out of 10 applicants will only be accepted, yeah.
And how much does this change depending on whether you're a Bumiputra or non-Bumiputra student?
Selection criteria are the same. However, we have a 10% quota for the non-Bumi students, meaning that the balance of the rest of 90% quota actually is reserved for Bumi students. And therefore, in a way, it's more difficult for non-Bumi students to get in.
So if we can take a step back, I was wondering if you could tell us, what are the benefits of being enrolled in an MRSM school? Why is it so competitive?
I think for MRSM, because it's a boarding school, so it's heavily subsidized. And I think in Malaysia, basically, the standard of boarding school, including MRSM and also the Sekolah Berasmara Penuh, that is fully residential schools in Malaysia under MOE, they are considered a better school in Malaysia. And therefore, and obviously, they only accept top students in the school, and it is a science school as well. So basically, I think for kids who are interested in science, I think this is considered a good school for them. And therefore, for parents, they would love to send their kids to MRSM and also to fully residential schools because it's heavily subsidized by the government and is considered a better school if compared to the normal Sekolah Menengah Kebangsaan.
So you mentioned the 10% quota earlier for non-Bumiputra students, but you also said in a joint statement that there's actually an undersubscription from this category of students for MRSM. Why do you think this is happening?
I think actually in terms of application, we receive a lot. We receive more than what we need. But however, eventually, when the students register, I think the numbers actually doesn't tally with the offer being made by the MRSM. So I think generally speaking, we need more engagement with Minister of Education so that teachers in SJKC and SJKT and also HJKT can educate and also encourage their students to apply for MRSM. And I think at the same time, MRSM also need to consider to improve their schooling environment to make it more inclusive. The policy has to be a policy that is seen to be in practice effectively and not just a decorative policy to reflect unity. From what I understand, and usually what happens in reality is if in a particular MRSM, eventually, the number of non-Bumi students is very, very low, extremely low. The non-Bumi students might feel uncomfortable to enroll and study in that particular school. So eventually, they might not accept the offer or they will drop out and go back to the normal Sekolah Menengah Kebangsaan. So that's why I say having this 10% quota is one thing, but how do we ensure that the schooling environment in MRSN is inclusive and for all students coming from whatever backgrounds feel comfortable to study and live in that particular environment is also very, very important.
So the argument that often comes up when discussing these exclusive requirements is that Bumiputra students from low-income families are the priority. How effective have these conditions actually been?
For MRSM, they actually set a quota of 60% quota for B40 students. However, we are not sure whether this quota has been fulfilled, because eventually, if the quota is not fulfilled, I believe that they will also open out the application or open out the application to M40 and also T20. But we are not sure to what extent this 50% quota for M40 are being fulfilled, because we frankly speaking, we all have very little data. But again, as I said, for a state like Sabah, in HJKC, 70% of the students are actually coming from non-Chinese, and they are majority of them are actually belongs to B40 and also coming from rural area as well. And therefore, if we said we should not accept any students from HJKC or HJKT, I think this is definitely discriminative. But so,
Nicheng, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
I think any education policy must be the one that does not discriminate. The reason that 10% quota was created was basically to create diversity and to provide a chance for MRSM students to have friends from different races and also to foster diversity. And that policy must be seen as a golden opportunity to allow students from vernacular schools to fulfill that objective as well. So I think it is also not very fair to discriminate against vernacular schools where many Bumi Putra students are also study in vernacular schools and also many Orang Asah as well. So, but again, I think it's very important and it's very, I'm very glad that the minister eventually decided to overrule the decision. And I hope that racism is really rooted in the system and policy and not in the hearts of people. So I think it's time for us to also review all the other policy in other educational institutions so that we can really foster unity in the schools and not creating more and more creating more and more gaps in the school system.
Nicheng, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Lynn and Sharmila, for having me.
That was Teo Nicheng, Kulai MP and former Deputy Minister of Education, weighing in on the recent back and forth that happened with the government retracting a requirement for students to be from national schools in order to enter Mara Junior Science College after there was really quite a lot of outcry about it, with I think Nicheng covering a lot of the points. Let us know what do you make of this story. You can send those thoughts our way. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sharmila, what's coming up after the 7:30 news?
So on Everyone's a Critic, we're actually going to be reviewing Tunku the Musical. It's being streamed online on YouTube for free in conjunction with Merdeka and Malaysia Day. Of course, it's a 2007 musical, but I suppose an apt time to rewatch what things like the formation of Malaysia and good leadership might look like.
Cool. So that's coming up. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.